I'm Lynn Scherer in for Celeste Headlee, and if you're a college student or about to be one or ever were one, I'm betting that your classes sounded nothing like this one at the University of Haiti. Well, the language is Creole. He's talking about theology and the relations between faith and reason, but what you're really hearing is that he's doing it through a megaphone. And that's the religion class that Francis Robles sat in on when Francis covers the Caribbean for the Miami Herald Foreign Desk. Good morning, Francis.
Good morning, Lynn.
So I guess the answer is obvious, but why a megaphone? And set the scene for us. What did you see?
It was really interesting. The University of Haiti lost 9 of its 13 campuses. So when you go to a campus, it looks like every other public space in Haiti. There's people living there. There are tents. There are generators. There are children running around. But what there aren't are classes going on. So what some students and professors are doing are having ad hoc classes. They're not getting credit for them or anything. They're just trying to make use of their time. So they'll have a few chairs sitting around a tree. And because there is so much noise going around, the professor that I saw that day was using a megaphone.
Just extraordinary. And as I understand it, I mean, the destruction of these campuses, as you say, is huge. 9 out of 13 of the University of Haiti campuses. Here is Jean Vernet Henri, who is an administrator of the State University of Haiti. Take a listen.
Well, now we must rebuild the university. But we need also some teachers, professors, and equipment. Our big problem is to find money. Funding, resources.
Wow, they need everything. So, Francis Robles, tell me, is getting money and resources for the colleges a priority, or is that way down at the bottom of the list? Are they going to go for the elementary schools first?
I think it's way, way down on the bottom of the list, because you have to remember, you know, you have 1.3 million people literally living outdoors in the street. You have food problems, you have sanitation problems, you have a city that was obliterated. So as critical as university studying is, it starts going lower and lower and lower as all these other issues come up. They did manage this month, earlier in April, to open the elementary schools, which was a very big priority because you had so many of those kids running in the street. So as I understand it, altogether between the universities and the grammar schools, you had 1,300 schools demolished in Haiti. So imagine the task that they have before them.
So they're prioritizing, clearly. But when you get to the age of students who would be in college, clearly there can be a lost generation. You're not training leaders for the future. But what about the more immediate social risk of having all these upper teenagers with nothing to do?
It's a huge risk because you have to remember, in regions like this, a lot of uprisings are led by students. And that's even when they're in school. Imagine when they're not. This is a huge, huge problem for the country.
So a megaphone is not going to do it. They need resources. They need just about everything. Francis Robles, who covers the Caribbean for the Miami Herald Foreign Desk, thanks so much. That's just, John, just one of the remaining problems in this earthquake, which was already back in, what, January?
Well, and you know, Haiti had all kinds of problems to begin
before
with.
Before then, so yeah. Very tough times there.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.